Señoras y señores, bienvenidos al party. Agarren a su pareja con la cintura y prepárense.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy back with you here. It's a Monday Rewind brought to you in part by your South Florida Chevy dealers. You're looking for more power, capability, and technology with Chevy trucks. You are ready for anything. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. And let's mix it on up there, Frog Boy. All righty then. This mixed bag is brought to you by Rooms to Go. Not what? Really, actually, but I just went there yesterday and purchased a bed. And
a bed for you or for little tadpole?
No, it's for the little tadpole. For your boy.
Wow.
Got back from vacation, had one night's rest in my bed, and decided can't do this peasant behavior anymore.
Wow.
Got myself a King Therapeutic Mumbo Jumbo from Rooms.
Good for you, man.
Yeah, so.
Love that.
This what, is what kind of lily pad covering do you put on it?
Oh, you think you're shooting me with this?
Or do you sleep on a waterbed?
Anyone else? J-Fig, what you got? Huh?
Bamboo pillows.
Okay.
Do you have a bed that you have to hop up onto?
Okay. It is a little bit bigger than taller, so I may have to. All right. Well, I can't celebrate my victories in life, so I might as well celebrate the Dolphins' victories. That is including Zach Sealer's performance.
Sealer it on up.
We have the MVP, potentially, of the Miami Dolphins.
Ooh.
This is what Zach Sealer feels in regards to his teammates referring to him as such.
It's been a blessing. Obviously, I've had a pretty long journey to get to this point, and to be known by that by my teammates really puts a lot on my weighs on my heart in a good way. It's really been a blessing, and God's blessed me to get to this point and to be able to be the leader I am out there and work with these guys. And it's a great group of guys. We've put together a great defensive front and back end, and it's really worked together and kind of play off each other and how to build on each other and communicate between Weaver, McDaniel, and then our D-line coach Clark up front. I mean, it's been amazing. Like, additions like Calais and Walker and Brooks just been incredible this season.
Wow.
That's how a captain speaks.
I like it, man.
Talk about Zach MVP. Sealer. He named all the coaches, all the other players.
It was like an Oscar speech, you know. He didn't actually win MVP, like, you know. But if he did, that is what his acceptance speech would sound like.
Very true.
You know. He also wins.
He would also accept the award with a bow, and yep. He'd be dressed in a some kind of camouflage.
Definitely bringing a dip cup up to the stage.
Oh, totally. I do got to say, though.
Can I just say, by the way, too, speaking of somebody who looks like they have a dip cup.
Oh.
You know who doesn't make me want to gamble?
Okay.
Who?
Post Malone. Find these guys. Find these commercials annoying from him.
Okay.
You know?
Why is it
just me?
Is that your new Wingstop commercial?
Don't you have a thing against him anyway?
Well, I mean, just like, I don't have anything against him, but people say he's a bit of a genre hopper. You know,
exactly.
I mean, wouldn't that indicate a really good musician that could do that?
Yes,
I mean,
a very diverse musician.
That would indicate he had good country songs.
Whoa!
What?
You're going after Post Malone?
I'm just saying, dude.
What? He's like, everyone loves Post Malone.
I don't know. There's just
So, are you a fan of Jelly Roll?
Oh yeah, but Jelly Roll's got maybe the best voice in country music.
He does have a great
voice. Well, he crosses genres too.
Nah, he doesn't, though, because he wasn't a successful rapper.
Ooh.
Who was?
Post Malone. Was he not?
I mean, no, he's always, like, he was a rapper, but he always kind of made music like this.
He showed up one day with Luke Bryan and Morgan Wallen on his hips.
Even with his own album, he had a lot of collaborations.
He's an industry player.
Oh, he had a lot. Oh, so what you're saying is he's basically DJ Khaled with some more lines.
And he can play instruments and he can produce music.
I tell you what he doesn't make me want to do. Bet more anytime touchdowns. Because it's just enough of them already, you know? It's a little bit of a J.J. Redick thing with him. It's like, I get it, dude. Enough. That's great.
That's crossing a line.
What do you mean, dude?
Very bold of you to say that.
Is it? I just, like, you guys...
You're referencing him to J.J. Redick?
Yeah, I don't know.
That's crazy.
So, you don't think he has any talent?
I didn't say he doesn't have any talent. I'm just saying...
what's your point?
I'm just saying, like, the advertising for his, that he does in particular, his ad, that kind of annoy me.
But what does that have to do with his music?
It didn't have anything to do with his music. No. I started it off saying I find his ads annoying, and then you asked me, well, he's really talented, but look, I said, he's a bit of a genre hopper. And then you said, doesn't that mean that somebody JPEG. I don't need the stenographer yet. Then what you said was, wouldn't that indicate somebody who is talented? And then what I said was, well, if he had good music and country music, which he does not. And then all of a sudden you're like, well, you know, he's got all these collaborations. He did that with his old stuff. Yeah, but those were good songs. These are not.
So you're saying, I had some help. Is that a good song?
Nah, I don't like that song. Very annoying.
That's a lie. If I see,
I don't like that song. I don't like that song.
I'm going to call you out so hard.
I don't like that song. I'm like, who is this?
I'll be watching at Whiskey Stars and Cigars. If you dance for one post,
I'll make sure that song comes on too.
I'm just gonna watch you right before
him in this stupid lucky seat.
Okay,
he's everywhere, dude.
Why? You know what? You attack random
people. He picks the most randomest people, yes!
Out of the world. Like, you just interrupting. Post Malone. We weren't even talking about music. And you just went after Post Malone. What? Right.
Remember when he went after Deuce Tatum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did that.
What?
Like, just random guys.
I mean, he's a kid.
What?
How could you do that?
You did that. What else you got?
Sometimes you have to hop genres to get the juices flowing.
Just like anybody else. He doesn't seem fun to gamble with, if I'm being completely honest with you.
I just don't care about
your $5 anytime touchdown does nothing.
Well, I think that is more fun to gamble with, like people who are like that.
Well,
like,
no, what at $5 was, you can hose down everybody.
What
in
was
the NBA.
What was his bet? John Jones to win?
Huh.
Great.
You wow. much prefer betting on Stipe and get the odds.
No, I would never bet on Stipe. It was a waste of money if you did. So stupid.
I know someone who bet Stipe knockout.
Big how big were the? How big was John Jones' favorite?
I think it was -700.
Jeez. Oh. Like, that guy could not fight for 2 years and come back and...
Well, he's the best. What else you got in the mixed bag there, Froggy?
Post Malone... You got to move him around to different things to get the juices flowing for Jalen Ramsey.
Apparently so. Can't just be happy with what he's what he was successful at. He goes and mooches off of other stars.
Mooches off
Morgan,
of
can
him.
I be in country music too?
Okay. You think that was who he had to
wow.
ask?
Wow.
Jalen Ramsey likes being moved around the defense to get his juices flowing.
There's still times that's happened this year even, but I feel like I got a good relationship with the coaches, good relationship with Weave, and even in those moments, I might, you know, ask for a little change up or, you know, ask to move around just a little bit, just to get some juice flowing. Whether that, you know, brings a play or a certain outcome or not, it's just fun to move around, get, you know, get the juices.
I mean, he didn't have to move around to that interception. Gardner Minshew thought that he was a Raider. You know that, like, Pierce just like, as soon as he threw that pick to Jalen Ramsey, he's just like, Minshew.
Just a deep, angry
sigh. There's reason why he was holding the clipboard there, Piercy.
Piercy.
Oh, man. I know that. Look, he's obviously got some musical talent, Post Malone. It's just like, I don't know. He doesn't connote fun gambling time. You should have Michael Jordan do it.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what? He is a gambler, actually. Yeah, that is. But I'd like to see him with that security guard from. I want to see him doing that again. That'd be great.
Is that guy still with us? I thought we lost him.
That's a good question.
What's wrong with you guys?
Security guard, Bulls. I don't know. Like, would I be able to find him from this Google?
I don't know.
Oh, I know his name.
Hmm.
Did I play against Antonio Pierce? I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was just after you had retired, he had got drafted.
Yeah. First year, 2001.
Yep.
Ooh. John Wozniak. No longer with us. No longer with us.
Yeah, so I like you probably ought to, before you make funny funds and jokey jokes, you probably should have that information. You guys are just like the joke machine guns of the world.
Didn't do the research. Admittedly, I did not do the research.
Oh, well, we know Tobin don't do research.
Just all the fun, baby. We're just having some fun.
Wow, really, Smeathan?
What's next? Post Malone's going to go over with Andrea Bocelli and be like, I am a classical music Like, what are you going to do next, dude? Just please let us know. Post.
Wow. You know what? Wow. I didn't know he was blind.
He's a very nice guy. Who? You're out here just...
Post Malone is blind.
How did you not know that?
Post Malone is blind?
No.
No, what?
Kelly.
No way, dude.
You know how expensive his tickets are to...
He's very talented, man.
I do not.
Let's find out.
I think the cheapest ticket might be close to $1,000.
I looked up his ticket prices on StubHub, and it says, don't even worry about it, bro.
B1 says, Bocelli at the Kaseya Center on Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
How much? It's ridiculous.
Amaranth. I can check him out at Amaranth a few days after that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, if you want to change a light bulb, you can be there for $100. But anything worth seeing, $200 minimum. And then as you get closer and closer, we're looking at 1,317, 695, 916. That's fun.
I know what you're laughing at. Don't even.
It's a great
joke. I can't even read it.
What happened?
Woo! Don't worry about it. You'll see it in the chat.
Can't even. Objectively.
That's messed up. There goes Leroy.
Point for Twitcher.
Hey, Jackass is the Hiram.
Oh, okay, I don't
messed
know.
Up. That is
Jack.
B1 says Stevie Wonder is in blind. Did you guys see the clip that Mello had that went viral?
Yes.
Mello was told by Stevie Wonder, I love watching you play. Maybe Pomani was onto something.
Pomani was onto something, dude. Not sure if that guy is official.
Man,
time for one more.
Yeah,
all right, yeah, it's kind of ruined the fun.
Kind of need one more to break up us getting into trouble
again.
Again.
How about some Aaron Rodgers?
Oh yeah, we're talking. Yeah.
22 for 29 for 170. Yeah, I'd pay $50 million.
Give me for that game manager
fumble on the final play. Aaron Rodgers,
go ahead.
No, I was getting rust. New conk was out there somewhere. I was trying to throw it forward. I don't know if I got hit or it just didn't come off right. I was trying to throw an incompletion. Pretty bad play.
He's having a miserable time, and I love it.
Really bad.
Yeah.
You know what the great part is, too? Like, you know what my favorite part of
That's
Aaron
Rodgers?
That's
why old people are miserable, by the way.
Why?
Because they get to that moment in the season where they realize,
yeah,
I can't be the old me.
Yeah. No, the old hate not being able to do what they used to do.
Right.
But my favorite part of the Aaron Rodgers experience, I love every game now where he's like trying to run away but can't because he's too slow, and they just catch him and it always ends in a sack. It's like every Aaron Rodgers game now.
Well, yeah, you know why? Because that's what 40 looks like trying to escape. And if you don't want a 40-year-old to not escape or to be able to throw the ball, you probably shouldn't have him playing behind the offensive line. They gave up 65 sacks the year before.
Mike Tyson looks more mobile than Aaron Rodgers.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, no, I don't know, dude.
No, he doesn't.
Who wins in a race, Tyson?
The only reason why you can't tell is because Tyson is in a ring, not on a field.
Do you think Tyson was mad when he saw Jake Paul got to use a car for the ring walk?
Oh, he's like, what? We could have done that.
Listen, I could tell by the way he crip walked.
That was too extra.
The way he crip walked to the ring. That was it. He looked like he was ready for a nap.
I'll tell you another thing that annoyed me this weekend, too, but we got to take a break.
Why do you do that?
I mean, I just have to. We got to stay somewhat on clock. Take a break. Back after this.